Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Wednesday, February 11, 2026. The U.S. dollar is under pressure this morning as we await the release of the January jobs report. This report, delayed last Friday due to the partial government shutdown, is expected to show an addition of approximately 70,000 jobs, with the unemployment rate holding steady at 4.4%. In addition to the headline numbers, we'll also see the annual benchmark revisions to payrolls, which are anticipated to reveal a reduction of approximately 825,000 jobs. If the data prints on the downside, we could see the dollar retreat toward the lower end of its recent trading ranges. Now, here's what's catching the attention of traders. The semi-softening of the labor market has sparked speculation about the Federal Reserve's next moves. While most have been pricing in 2 interest rate cuts for the year, there's now growing chatter about the possibility of 3 cuts. This week's jobless claims, set to release tomorrow, and Thursday's consumer price index numbers will provide a more comprehensive view of the economy's current state and help shape expectations for future monetary policy. What to watch this week? U.S. non-farm payrolls, Wednesday, February 11. Jobless claims, Thursday, February 12. CPI data, Thursday, February 12. Shifting gears to the Canadian dollar, it's the only G10 currency losing ground to the U.S. dollar this morning. This comes on the heels of reports that President Donald Trump is considering withdrawing from the USMCA trade pact. While many traders view this as a negotiating tactic, the news is adding volatility to the pair ahead of the U.S. data releases later today. Meanwhile, the British pound is one of the G10's top performers against the greenback this morning. Easing concerns over Prime Minister Keir Starmer's position within his party have provided the pound with some much-needed relief. On the technical side, traders are increasing their bets that the Bank of England will cut rates in March, following last week's decision to hold rates steady. This dovish sentiment is giving the pound an additional boost. That's it for today's daily market update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.